In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As you know, today is Pentecost. And the Greek word Pentecosti means 50 days. And we've come to the point where we had the resurrection of Christ. 40 days after that, we had His ascension where He ascended into heaven. He was there in body and spirit amongst His faithful, teaching them for 40 days, and then He left. And so for 10 days, the disciples were hiding in an upper room, fearing a similar fate, that they too would be put to death. They were afraid. They didn't know what to do. They would sneak out, one of them, to go get food and bring it back to the others. But on the 50th day, something great happened. We heard it in the gospel reading today. The doors in the upper room that they were hiding were blown open. It was like a tremendous wind, it said. And descending upon them were tongues of fire. You see, God is also fire. And these ordinary men now we're beginning to speak in different languages. We heard it also in the epistle reading. And they were able to speak in all of the languages and able to converse with all of the people that had come into Jerusalem because many nations had gathered there. And so something very special happened today. And this is the birth of the Christian church on this day. Last night, we had a beautiful wedding here. And as I was coming in, I saw on the pangari in the back that there were scrolls wrapped up. And what they had was a piece of paper like this piece of paper, and it was wrapped with ribbon. And then you unrolled it, and you were able to read, of course, who was taking part in the wedding and the significance of the sacrament and what matrimony means, the blessing of rings, the crowns, etc. So I stopped and I picked up one of the scrolls and I came in. And as I often do, I look up as I'm coming down the center aisle. And I looked up and I saw Christ, Pantocrator, looking down. And then I looked at the circle just below. And I saw prophets. And I saw that they were all holding scrolls. And I thought, how magnificent this is, that something special is placed on a scroll. From the Old Testament, we had the words written down on these scrolls. And it was passed on. And you see there John the Baptist, and you see the Mother of God on either side. And these scrolls were passed on from the Old Testament to now the New Testament. And then I looked and I saw in the cornerstones, the four corners of the dome, I saw Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I saw them writing, preparing scrolls. And I thought, how beautiful, how wonderful, that our faith began from the beginning of time. In the Old Testament with the prophets and the fathers, and was handed into the New Testament. And then as I walked up onto the Solea, I looked up and I saw John the Baptist with his scroll, and I saw our patron saint Anthony with his scroll. You see, it continues from the New Testament on, and the beginning of the real Holy Spirit coming upon us came on this day. And these ordinary men became extraordinary. But it was not just them, because there were 70 that followed Christ. And there were the women, the myrrh-bearing women, and others together. And all of them together went out and preached the good news because, as we heard in the gospel, it says here, now this he said about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive. Those who believed in him. For as yet, the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus is glorified, and he gives the Spirit to his followers, to those who believe in him. And so today, from 2,000 years ago, we receive that same Spirit. But what do we do with it? These people went out and spread the message of their Lord. They said, you need to know about Jesus Christ, his Father, and the Spirit that we received. And it is incumbent upon us to do the same. If we come to church and not do anything about it, then what good is that? We've received the Spirit, but not given what the Spirit has given to us. We're hiding our light under a bushel. But if we take it joyfully and reach out and go into our workplace and not be afraid to do our cross, or to speak to somebody when they're cursing and tell them, I don't appreciate that kind of language, or to stop somebody from doing something wrong when we see it, then we are hiding our light, the light of Christ, and keeping it away from the world. How important this is. Last night, I watched the liturgy on Greek television. And many, many people came to church, and I was pleased to see that. And they all came reverently. They were not rushing up for Holy Communion, which I was also happy to see. They were orderly. And the service was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And what they did was what we are going to do today. They had the Orthros, they had the Divine Liturgy, and immediately they went into the kneeling service, the Vesper service. Now, this is not the service of Pentecost. It is the service of Pentecost because today is Pentecost. But tonight's, or because we're doing it now, because this is customary within the church, you do it directly after the liturgy, that this service is actually the Vesper service for the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow is the feast day of the Holy Spirit. And that's why St. Sophia celebrates their feast day tomorrow. Because wisdom, of course, Sophia. So, as I've told you before, our faith is filled through prayers, through the hymns of the church, through the iconography of the church. We look up and we see. We listen, we hear, we understand, we spread the message. This is our faith. Amen.